we move beyond onah, which is like exploitation and a financial oppression, and we go straight on to proper fraud. So Mishnah Yeralef is just saying that fraud proper, meaning like real fraud is asr, and we're going to give even like things that are the Torah has its own prohibitions we've seen before, but I don't know if we've seen it before, but it's prohibitions you've seen in the Chumash before of having weights that are false and stuff like that. But we're just talking now about things that are just, that you'd also talk about, sales techniques, if you will, that are really deceitful. And that's usher. So for example, ein ma'arvin peiros b'peiros. You can't mix two different kinds of produce together. The assumption here is we're talking about, a small time, like a private farmer, who's going to mix two kinds of, the wheat that he got from field A with the wheat he got from field B of his own two fields. Because each field has its own properties. It's one's got more sunshine, and one's been better watered, or whatever it is. So some will be better than others. So if he mixes them, you might think, oh, I'm getting the good stuff, when really you're getting part of it is the bad stuff. He strips some of his lesser quality stuff in with the good stuff. And the truth is, the Mishnah's assumption is that no two fields are the same. So they're not like for like. You should keep them separate so people can look at what they're getting and assess it based on its own merits, as opposed to making some mixture where he doesn't notice that he's got something else in there also. Afilu chadashim b'chadashim. It doesn't matter if they're both equally fresh, vintage or quality, because they're different. They're qualitatively different. Vein sarach lomar. Of course, it goes without saying, chadashim b'yashanim. You can't mix up old produce and new produce together. Here, the Mishnah's assumption is we're talking about wheat or grain, and their yeshanim, older, is better, as it happens, because it gets dried out and it stores better. You want, and you can process it better. You want dry. The point is, you shouldn't, if you'd sell 90% dry wheat with 10% admixture of the newer, less, more moist wheat, people wouldn't notice the admixture. They pay full price, and you're actually pulling them off on something that's sub-quality. So that's for sure, usher. Now, Be'emes Amru, that when the Mishnah says Be'emes, or Be'emes Amru, which means that in truth they said, that's a code word for, this is as incontrovertible as Halachu Moshe B'Sinai. This is no denying it. Be'yayin, when it comes to wine, unlike other produce, there is a little heter, Hitiru La'arav Kasha Barach. They did allow you to mix a little bit of strong wine into the sweeter wine. Why? B'pnei shehu mashbicho. That actually is an improvement on the sweet one. The idea is not for taste. The idea is preservation. I don't actually know the real, I'm not a vintner, the real Matthias, but the point is, at the time of the pressing, when you're setting them into the vat to be stored, to add a bit of the strong wine gives a longer shelf life to the sweet wine, and therefore, everyone, it's objectively, you're doing everyone a service. So that's okay. The Gemara is all bothered. The Mefarshim are all bothered by the issue of. It's a side point as far as I'm concerned, but it's bothered by it. It's saying we're not talking about taking out of the bottle later on and then pouring a bit of bad wine, because once the wine has sat and got its taste and got its bouquet, then mixing wines is for sure not good for anybody. It's talking about back at the vat, as you're pressing them and putting into for storage to age, then you can mix them in. It'll all it'll work out as a uniform taste and be okay. But of course, it ruins the taste to mix some random bottle of wine into other wine. You can't do that later on. Now, on that point, Ein Marvin Shimrei Yain B'Yain. You can't mix up the shemar mar, the dregs, the lees at the bottom of the barrel. When you press your grapes, invariably sediments get mixed up, little bits and pieces, and then as the wine sits, it all clumps to the bottom, which is fine. So the point is, when a person buys his barrel of wine, he's expecting, he understands that there may be sediments at the bottom. But let's say you can't purposely pour some of this, sediments, turbid wine into the other, because he thinks he's getting wine, but you've actually, exactly, you've gotten rid of your junk into his wine. And it would be true, by the way, even if, let's say, for example, it would go this far. Let's say you have two barrels of wine, and he's buying both of them. You can't even drain some of the dregs from one into the other. In other words, even though in net he's receiving the same amount of wine, the same amount of lees as before, but since you've muddied up one of them, that's not what he wanted. So that's maybe forbidden. I don't know why you do that, but matter of course you can't. Avol nosen lo es shemarav. However, you could give him the one with its leads. In other words, for example, he comes to the storage facility and he says, with a wine press, he says, oh, that looks like great wine. I love a barrel of stuff. You say, with pleasure. You know, so he contracts you for 40 liters of wine. Okay, then you have this huge wine making facility, and when he comes back to collect it from you and he wants, you know, to take his 40 liters, so if you take it out of your big, huge, you know, vat, so he's going to get pure wine with no dregs. So that you don't have to do. Since he bought wine from you, 40 liters, he's buying it with its like 1.5% of, you know, admixture, like of the sediment. So you can actually mix it up, then bottle it with the mixture and let it settle in his possession, so you don't have to lose that extra 1.5%. Okay, so that's allowed. That was a machlokas, I don't know if you remember, back in the third parak, Mishnah Ches, and machlokas Rehudim Nacham, this is the Nacham, say you can mix it up. It's okay to mix it up. Okay? Mishin is Arav Mayim Begeina. What happens if a person puts some water into his wine, which I guess was done, but it's obviously misleading. It may even have benefit because they're going to water it down later. I don't know what the benefit would be, but the point is, obviously when people buy wine, they're not expecting it to be 10% water, they want 100% wine. So it's mutter, loyim karenu b'chanut, you can't go selling it in your shop as wine if it's diluted wine, elim ken odio, unless you tell a purchaser, oh, by the way, this is only 90% wine, then he might be happy to buy it. But he obviously has to be put on notice, he has to put on the label. And even that is not allowed. Velula tagar. You cannot sell it to a merchant. And you're a wine producer, and you sell it to the distributor. You cannot sell it to the distributor. Afal pisho deal. Even if you tell the guy it's only 95% wine and 5% water, that would still be forbidden. She'eno el ramospo. Because the whole purpose of that would only be so that the good you told the middleman, but when he's going to sell it off, he's not going to tell people. So you're over lifnei iver. You've set the guy up to be able to trick people to sell 95% wine as 100% wine. So telling him doesn't help. You have to tell the end purchaser, since you don't have access to the end purchaser. That is usher to do. Okay.
The guy you're selling it to would do what he's supposed to do.
No, you wouldn't. You would think that everyone knows in this game that's a shtick people play. Because that's the Metzias. That's the shtick. In other words, you don't have to.
If you have the obligation to call the end user, why shouldn't you assume that he's going to also take on the same obligation?
Especially
if you tell him.
And
it shouldn't be your problem.
It is your problem, because this is like how, you know, used car salesmen work. Like, you're giving the guy the wherewithal to trick people. You don't have to, I'm just speaking up, you don't have to give, when you sell the guy wine, you don't have to be afraid, oh, maybe he'll water it down and trick people. Well, that's not your problem, you gave the guy wine. But here, you're giving the guy wine which looks like wine, which isn't. So you know what's going to happen. He's going to sell it for less than that's the way that these people do their things. You know, people are not honest. So once you've given the guy the wherewithal to trick people, then you're overlifting the evil, you set him up to trick people. Yeah, he won't bother labeling it. He'll get mixed up. What's the difference to him? You know, no one will know. No one will care. So that's awesome. No obvious example of that is coming to my mind right now, but you can't go. I'll give you. You can't go to a used, you know, record store, if there were such a thing anymore, you know, pawn shop, and say, oh, this thing I'm giving you, just FYI, it's actually a fake. So good, you put the guy on notice, but you know what's going to happen. He resells it. He's going to tell people it's a fake necessarily. So you're like giving him something to trick people with. Okay. Now, the makam shenagu lahatil mayim b'yayin. But in a place where the normal thing to do is to put to water down wine, you know, that's the standard practice in this town. So then, of course, yatil you could, because people are expecting.
If you made 70%. Alcohol, you're going to have to add 30-40%.
Correct, whatever is normal, you're allowed to do, because that's when people buy it, they're coming to the shop assuming this is what it is. In other words, what's an example of that? Nothing's coming to my mind as an obvious
example.
If it's labeled, then of course that's okay. That labeling item is the first case. You set it in the shop with a label. This is, you know, refurbished. It's used goods. It's pre-opened. It's all labeled.
Then it's used to default.
Yeah, then he's... He,
then it's him, not you. If you've labeled it.
It's the wholesaler? No, because he's just going to... It's going to...
Even then.
I think... So, well, yeah, because I'll tell you why. Because I think this... the mitzvah of this is it doesn't stay in the same barrel. You know, they recycle the barrels, they move it around, whatever it is. They sell it by the cup.
When you do store, yeah. I wanted to buy a razor.